Hi guys, and welcome to a new episode of the Startup Kudos Show. As you know, we've been going through the episodes as per each chapter of the book, which is finally released. You can find it on Amazon, Kindle, on startupkudos.com. I'm so happy about that. What I want to discuss in this episode is a very important point that goes back to basic instincts, goes back to the main idea of just creating an image for yourself. A lot of people, and it's sometimes sad to hear and sad to kind of look at, try to create an image out of a reaction. And that's extremely and extensively wrong. When you're trying to create an image out of a reaction and you're trying to lie to yourself and lie to others and lie to everyone around you, including the closest people to you, it gets really ugly really fast, because deep down you know that it's not the truth. You know that you are just acting out of reaction. So let's say you've experienced a bad situation and you're trying to show to yourself and to the world that you are the victim, while you're responsible, at least relatively responsible, for whatever happened with you. What ends up happening is that the fuel that you have out of the reaction, the fuel that just drives you at first to create maybe a social media page, a few posts, a few actions, dissipates very fast. And you find yourself tired. You find yourself just struggling to understand, where is the energy going to come from? Because at the end of the day, facts are facts. And truth is truth. You cannot change the truth. You cannot change facts. You can try to maneuver, you can try to convince yourself, and you can try to play on the relativity, which is pretty strong in our world today. But at the end of the day, deep down, you know that whatever you are believing is wrong. So as you are starting your journey, be it in entrepreneurship or in anything that you're trying to do, the most important thing for you is to be super, super honest with yourself. Be super clear with whatever you are trying to believe, whatever you are trying to build. I remember starting Lexium. I just had a vision. I actually sat in a room without windows and I just started writing. I used to sleep on the floor and look at the wall where I was actually writing ideas and just stay there for hours. I was honest with myself. I challenged my ideas. And the ideas that I had put in back in 2015 still apply today. Why? Because at this point in time, I had challenged myself to the truth. I had said to myself, I will not settle for less than the truth. And this is what happened. And so if I wanted to summarize this for you, if I wanted to really just give you a small tip in today's episode, be honest with yourself. Be true to yourself. Be true to whatever you want to build, you want to believe. Be true to others. Be fair to others. Look at the real facts. And if you are wrong, just apologize. Be it to yourself or to others, and then move on. Because life is too short. Life is too short for you to hide behind fake stories and fake lies. Very important is for you to really understand the truth. And trust me, ego is very selfish. Ego is very short-term. Ego is very subtle. Again, I'm going to say something that might sound irritating for you guys, that maybe might sound irritating to a few of you. There are roles in life. So when you decide, for example, to partner up with someone, let's say you got your idea clear, you got true to yourself, and then you decide to partner with someone. Just like in the previous episode, I talked about adversarial excitement versus partnership. I think that, I don't want it to sound wrong, but I really think that there are roles in life. And I think that a man has his role and a woman has her role. So if you're deciding to partner with someone, someone maybe for life, maybe your partner in life, maybe your partner at work who happens to be a woman or a man, if you are a woman, then you really need to consider the attributes of this gender, because each gender has a certain attribute that is specific to them. And the moment you understand that, the moment you understand that it's not a challenge, it's not man versus woman, they have to be equal or they have to be the same. No, they have to be complementary. They have to complete each other. And this is the secret recipe. This is the success recipe. It's about convergence. It's about completing each other. It's not about destroying each other, because when you destroy the other person, it can last for just a short while. And then there will be a reaction. And then there will be consequences. So complete each other. First of all, be true to yourself. That's the first basic instinct. And second, be true to others and be complementary with the other person that you're partnering with. Remember, be organized, be passionate, be structured. Cheers.